Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Mental Note. It's Divine Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and it's Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. Guys, this morning, as in all Sunday mornings, I have a mountain wings moment for you. A mountain wings moment, wings over the mountains of life. I thought this was interesting. Keys to your room. It's mountain wings number 7351. Thomas D. Costain's book, The Three Edwards, depicts the life of Reynald III, a duke in what is now Belgium. Reynald was commonly called by his nickname, Croesus, which in Latin means fat. He and his brother Edward had a violent disagreement, and as a result, Edward led a successful revolt against Reynald. He did not kill Reynald. Instead, he built a special room at his castle and imprisoned him, but offered him his freedom on one condition. If he could walk out of the room, he was free. Edward offered to restore his title, kingdom, and property. That seemed a fairly easy imprisonment sentence, but there was one big problem. None of the doors and windows of the room were locked. They were near normal size, but Reynald was not. He was too fat to fit through the doors or windows. Edward knew Reynald well. Each day he sent Reynald a rich assortment of meats, breads, pies, pastries, and other delicious delicacies. Since Reynald was now confined to a small room where even walking and thus exercise was limited, he did not get slimmer, but grew fatter, making his predicament even worse. Accused of cruelty, Edward remarked, "My brother is not a prisoner. He may leave whenever he so wills." Reynald was released 10 years later when Edward died in a battle. By then, his health had so deteriorated that he died within a year. He was a prisoner of his own appetite and easily available food. Within these pages are keys to your room. You may leave the room whenever you so will. All right, guys. It's all about your will, all about your willpower to leave whatever hinders you or to let go of bad habits. Because as you can see, there were no doors, no windows. He could have left whenever he felt like it, but because of his greed, it nearly killed him. Even when he got out of the room, he immediately died. So, interesting. No windows, no doors, but just too fat to actually get up and walk out of the room. Okay, so you're listening to Divine Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. It's Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. Stay right where you are, and I will be right back with more Mountain Wings moments in just a minute.
People, if you got something that's working against you, turn around and walk away.
can do it.
CC, I want to talk to you, girl.
Talk to me, girl.
Something's leading me into temptation. The stress of life is getting deep in my soul.
Hey.
I wake up with a feeling of frustration.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Mental Note, Divine Time, Sunday morning prayer and inspiration right here on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-215-8667, and I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Please make sure you join me tonight at 7:30 p.m. for the show, Purpose Vision, all things real estate right here on Blog Talk. Guys, I know most of you probably are aware that Pimp C, the rapper, is dead. I reported on that a little while ago, actually around the time that it happened. But here on Mountain Wings, there was a Mountain Wings moment in reference to Pimp C is dead. And, you know, I just thought that... it was interesting, so of course I wanted to share. It's one of those mental note moments, so here we go. Pimp C is dead. The snag was, I had never heard of Pimp C. I could guess from the name that Pimp C was not an opera singer. I asked the teenager if they knew who Pimp C was. Yeah, he was with the group UGK, she promptly answered. He's dead, she added. I had never heard of UGK either. Pimp C was a rapper. I was very familiar with the meaning of the word pimp, although it was not always so. When in high school, one of the fashionable trends was pimp pocket pants. I had a gold pair that shimmered in the sunlight. Girls liked my pimp pocket pants and thus emphasized the major motivation for most of the stuff men buy. I was the studious type, and I distinctly remember my teacher commenting about my pimp pocket pants. When I was growing up, pimp was not a nice word, she said, but the girls liked them, I thought, and what could be wrong with shimmering pimp pockets that the girls liked? I didn't find out the original meaning of the word until much later. So why am I writing a Mountain Wings moment about a dead rapper? It's because Pimp C had a wife and three kids, and Pimp C was very special and important to some. That's why. The name to a certain group brings up rather negative images. I've never listened to any of Pimp C's music, but I immediately made a judgment simply from the name. I wouldn't have thought Pimp C had a wife and three kids, but I would not have thought Pimp C was ever close to an opera singer either. Pimp C studied classical music in high school and received a Division I rating on a tenure solo in the choir. My guess is that if I had listened to Pimp C's music, it wouldn't meet with my approval, but then neither would the music that I listened to have been blasting on Pimp C's stereo either. It isn't often that the music of teenagers and young adults mesh with the music of the older set. It doesn't now, and it didn't 50 years ago. There are worlds beyond our own, life and death, pain and gain, hurt and joy, defeat and victory, and all the rest of life's challenges belong to both priests and pimps. Jesus said in Matthew 21:31, which of the two did what his father wanted? The first, they answered. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God, ahead of you. Jesus was talking to the priests. For neither priests nor pimps are perfect or without their virtues. Take it from a man in pimp pockets, a Mountain Wings original, right here on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and it's Sunday morning, prayer and inspiration. The call-in number is 347-215-8667, and I do appreciate you listening to me this morning. Remember to tune in tonight, 7:30 p.m., for the show Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate, and then every morning, 9:30 a.m., for another dose of Mental Note, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also check me out on myspace.com/Purpose Vision, and remember to leave comments and rate the show. It's helpful. And again, I appreciate you listening to me, and remember, in all things, peace and love. And until we speak again, I hope that all of your dreams come true, all of your wishes for the new year become reality. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. We have 2 days, guys, 2 days until Christmas. See you tonight.